Chapter 10. Grumbling, I retraced my steps back through the maze. The rain was over for now. The last bit of sunlight slanted out over the western bluffs and sparkled, steaming, on the grimy rooftops. There were several people out, milling around and surveying storm damage. Some were already busy with repairs. Much of their work appeared to my untrained eye as little more than gluing seams back together. I saw no more dying old men, no more fierce children. I figured I still had a couple of hours before my dinnertime showdown with Holly and Laya. I decided to get a drink. The way back was harder. Clouds soon obscured the last of the sun, making it even darker than before. Yellow pools of light spilled out at me from doorways and windows and hatches opened wide to combat the heavy humidity. I was left alternately blind and blinded. I found the square with difficulty. It had become, with the rain, a broad reflecting pool, and without any lighting of its own, it was visible only by the gliding contrasts between long shadows cast, spreading and bobbing across its surface by the ghostly forms tiptoeing around its outer perimeter. I stood at its edge for a few minutes, staring idly at the glimmering patterns on the water. I was hoping some general direction would emerge from the eerie traffic, but none did. People sloshed in and out from all directions with no hint of common purpose. Heads down and peering determinedly before them into the gloom, they showed not the slightest interest in anything beyond their individual missions. There was no curiosity about me, no recognition with one another. No one spoke. The only thing these people did together was huddle wall to wall, at least at night. But surely they gathered to drink. Every settlement builds a saloon of sorts. Usually it's the first thing they build. I could have asked someone, but I didn't want to question those shadows, and they didn't want me to either. Instead, I picked a direction away from the pool and found it right away. It was a long, dull, rectangular structure, with a pair of cheap plastic facade windows hanging along one wall at a uniform slant from a single brad. The windows were significant in that they were the only attempt at decor that I could recall having seen in the city. Maybe because of that, or maybe because they were just so cheap, they made it worse instead of better. They had been designed to look like they belonged in any modern Terran city, but they didn't. They belonged here. There was one good sign. A half dozen horses stood outside, tethered to a small boy sleeping on the stoop. If the local ranchers came here, it probably meant that this was the best place, or maybe the only place, which was the same thing.